It is 4:03, and this is the quarterly meeting of the Canton Housing Authority. It is February 18th. This is Chair Stephen Kosis, and if we could do a quick roll call, please.
Len Dunston, Treasurer.
Sue Therrien, Secretary.
Amy Peltier, Vice Chair.
Fawn Murray, Property Manager.
Sheila DeChico, Imagineers.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Welcome, everybody. So we have the minutes from the November meeting. I would make a motion to waive the reading of the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are going to waive the reading of the minutes. So we shall move on to public comments. Does anybody have any public comments? No?
No complaints.
That's good. Manager report.
Okay, we have had a lot of vacancies due to, unfortunately, you know, passing of tenants or going into nursing homes. So we have three right now, and one of them is moving forward to move in March 1st, and the other two are coming in April. It was really hard because no one on our wait list was ready or whatever for the move, and it was winter and all this stuff. So we had there like, can we wait and hold off on it?
The potential tenants are saying, yeah. Can we wait? And our response is?
Well, usually they have to give 30 days notice to their other landlord, and sometimes they've been waiting for 2 to 3 years. So I kind of give them a little leeway. I mean, maybe like max is like 30 days, 35 days, but not like anything more than that, because right. We're losing money.
Right. So
the subsidies.
If they say I'm not ready and we say we'll give you 30 days, does that mean we're looking at April or are we looking at May?
We're looking at April.
April.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, give or take a few days here and there because they got to make a decision and make the move. But all the people that are moving, like the guy that's moving March 1st, I contacted him in February and he had to give notice.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are for April, I contact them also, you know, at the end of February. So
okay.
Let's see. There's no like concern with readiness of the apartments or
great
applicants, because there's plenty on their
great
wait list.
So the turnover in the apartments, they haven't needed as much work, or
It depends on which units, if they've been here for a long time or not. There's only two of the three that were long-time tenants, so it took a little while for the turnover.
Got it.
We try to turn over like 2 to 3 weeks, depending on, you know, the schedule of the
right
flooring guy or
right,
you know, whatever it is. The work order for January was consistent with normal levels, like, you know, a couple work orders, routine repairs, minor plumbing issues, clogged toilets, stuff like that. The most thing was the snowstorms, and there's
cold
additional maintenance hours that were you'll see as part of the billing, because it was multiple snowstorms, multiple days that needed to be cleared, especially that big one. And then we did replace two gutters in the front here and in the back, because it was kept on dripping and causing like ice and slippery there. So I replaced that this season. So
okay.
It didn't. So it's working out great. There's no more
puddling.
Puddling. Yeah, that's there.
It was dripping constantly. And that one there was, you know, two pieces, and it was leaking on the seam constantly, right where the doorway was.
Yeah.
So we got, you know, one big seam was, you know, we did it quick in a day, less than $10 a foot. So.
Oh, that's great.
HUD continues to fund the HAP payments. Everything's going through. January's payment hasn't gone through yet, but that's expected. You know, they've been doing that all kind of year long, of like a couple weeks delayed and then we get paid, so I'm not too worried about
it. What were the checks that you just signed, Glenn? Was that January or February?
No, that's not for, that's not no, for
that. Oh, that's the other. Oh, okay. Yeah, got it. Sorry.
It's okay.
I was like, wow, Len's signing the HUD?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Sign it all up.
Close initials, but not quite.
And then, you know, there's not really a lot of resident concern just related to weather and parking during storms, but everybody kind of worked together and everything was good.
Okay.
And then generally everything is doing pretty good with the operations, so we're just getting ready for the spring. So to get like the lawnmower maintenance and, you know.
And just some warmer weather.
Yeah. And that's it. Okay. You financial? Are you sure? Okay, so the financials for January, as of January 31st, we have the total assets of $812,932. And then operating cash, we have $380,850. Operating reserve is $16,831. And then we have the stiff account that's always there, and then the security deposits.
Can you remind me what stiff stands for? Or
yeah, so before Imagineers took over as management, it was run by the town. So that's the employee pension for the previous person that used to work for the town.
That's so crazy.
That still gets put in every month?
Shouldn't we get... That put that into like,
you have to put it in there because that's their, that's the town's pension or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, Judy, she's the one that gets it.
It's her pension.
Yeah,
I see,
it's her
like
pension.
She's still getting it.
Yeah.
Whoever that person is.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Got it.
Good for Judy.
Yeah. So that was.
Did you say good for Judy?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for Judy.
So that's what that is. That's what the super account. The acronym stands for.
Got it.
But it, that's what it is.
Got it.
Regarding income for January, so the pay to date.
Oh. I have questions on the balance sheet.
Yep.
Why is 1200.4 at 13553 and 2650.01 at 12799? How can we have cash security deposits of 13,553, but security deposit liability of 12,799?
Which line? So
1200.4.
Yep.
We have 13,553 cash security deposit.
Yep.
Then we have security deposit liability of only 12,799. Why is there a difference?
I will ask accounting what the big two of them are.
Those should be equal, shouldn't they?
So was there refunds that were issued? Or
yes, there was.
But shouldn't they still be in balance?
Yeah. It should be. It might. Let's check with Bill on that.
Okay, I'll check with Bill on those too.
I'm going to guess this.
It could be before we didn't. Oh, no, I don't know what. Because before we didn't. Take security deposits, and then we started taking the security deposits, so maybe the liability is when, before or after. I don't know, but Bill will answer it for us.
Okay.
She's that county person.
When did the security deposits start?
I think.
So last year?
Yeah, like a couple of years ago, like two years ago.
Okay.
We started collecting security deposits. When DOH was handling the oversight of this, because right now Navigate is what DOH did it. DOH had a policy where they did not take, because it was a burden on, you know, tenants that were,
sure,
you know, financially already.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't take any, but then when Navigate came in, they said you have to take security deposit.
Hmm.
But I'll ask Bill about that.
So does that money come, that is coming, we just hold on to that, and then we pay out of that when people are leaving and going to their...
Yeah.
And then it's churning because new people come in and...
Yes, yep. And then we have to put it in that interest account.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. But the interest is only like pennies, and they get it credited on their rent statement.
Got it.
So that's...
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, year to date for income, we are over budget because we did in January, when we budgeted, passed the budget in June and have the July fiscal year, January came in and HUD gave us their portion of an increase, so that's why we're a little bit over budget of about $19,000. And then the expense, we are under expense this year because of, again, it's seasonal stuff, so we're not, and not a lot of hot water heater problems.
Issues this year,
issues
right.
Issues this year, so.
Okay.
And then I think that's basically it, yeah.
So why does it seem that the budget comparison, only certain lines are updated on a monthly basis? And I asked this question back in November, and what I asked for was not even incorporated into this one with the replacement reserve. So I'm confused as to why some lines are updated and others are not.
So it's up-to-dated year to, it's 7,000. So
it's supposed to be $1,000 a month?
Yes. Yeah,
so period to date should have been 1,000.
Yep, right. That's right. 1,000, yep.
No, it's not there. It's a zero.
It
says budget 1,000.
Oh,
year to date actual.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be making monthly contributions there. So that's something.
Is this in a separate account?
Yes.
Can I have the bank statement for the next meeting, please?
Sure.
But they are putting it every month, though, right?
It should be reflected there.
Yeah, it should be reflected there. Okay.
I asked about this in November.
But it's, I think it's sitting on top of here. Do they put it on the reserves? It's in the assets.
Where?
The cash operating reserve. 1150.02. So yeah, well, I'll ask them to put it in the thing, but it is in the asset part. This cash operating.
But then these numbers are not.
Because he didn't put it in. But I'll tell him. I'll ask him why it's not in there on this budget comparison. But it should be 1,000 every month, and then it should say year to date.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like.
And what else did you see that wasn't matching?
Well, do we make. When does the payment in lieu of taxes go? Isn't it monthly?
No.
It's quarterly?
Yeah,
I think it's annual, right?
Yeah, it's annual, yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's July.
So it just accrues. Okay.
I feel like that's when
something was
the taxes changed. Come around. And
I thought we had talked about the auditing that we were accruing for that 2 year.
No, thank you. Oh, you mean the every other year?
Yeah, it's a 2 year thing, so we were. Or is that this year that we're splitting it out into 2 years?
I think it's this year that we're splitting it out in 2 years because this is the year that.
We're not paying.
We're not paying.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's just the way that the accounting audited does it, just every 2 years, so hard.
Yes, but there are accounting principles that they can, because then we're putting all of the expense into 1 year, even though that's when we're paying it, but we should either be accruing or in the off year we should be accruing for the next 1 year and then the year following that for the bill.
So budgeting for it every other year.
Correct.
Every year that it actually is.
Correct.
An expense.
Right.
Let me say.
Okay.
When we do the next budget.
Okay. Okay.
And laundry income?
Yeah.
I think the last meeting you said we were getting like a $1,500 check.
No, that was on... That was the last year. The two checks was the last year, so okay. It was on last year. That's why.
Okay.
This year so far, we only got one, and we just received it. So he's not on this statement.
Okay. So they pay it when?
Whenever they come and collect money.
Oh, okay. So there's no...
Yeah, sometimes the thing is full of quarters and we have to call them. So.
When is their contract up?
Their contract is in 5 more years.
Oof, okay.
Yeah.
That quick, huh?
And have they ever proposed moving to cards or not?
Yes, but there's a lot of old school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have an app.
They have an app too.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, they've been pretty good though. You know, the last couple of times that we had problems here, I get on the app and I call them up and they're like here the next day.
Great. That's good.
I mean, it hasn't always been that way, but you know, lately it's been good.
Awesome.
Maybe they got a new rep.
Well, it's the same guy.
Oh, okay. Any questions on the payables? Oh, remember you asked about the Comcast bill, if we can reduce it or anything like that? The cable bill.
Probably, I'm always asking for
a long time. I did, and they said we already got getting a full discount because we're a senior thing, so that's the price.
It doesn't hurt to ask, but thank you for asking.
Yeah, so did that. We're gonna talk about this in the new business with the
Was there in the November minutes, I recall we were gonna ask the auditors if we could open a money market account?
Yeah, we can.
We can.
Yeah, Bill answered it. I emailed everybody back.
You did?
Yeah.
I totally missed that. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I feel like we did too.
Recently?
Or right after the last meeting?
Right after the last meeting. Yeah, because we asked him and then he's like, yes, it can be done. So.
That's maybe why I'm forgetting things for that.
Did you say where?
Anywhere where you want.
Anywhere you want. So if you want to make a decision, we can tell them and you can set up something.
I will find the highest interest rate.
Okay. You tell me that and then you email me and then we'll set it up.
I'm assuming we can't do it online, right?
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. Anything's better than...
Yeah.
Let me just see.
But it would be something there we can easily access, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a savings account.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want it to be like tied up for like.
No, it's a savings account.
Forever.
I do not have it. That's weird. Okay.
I'll forward it to you again, but he said yes.
Great. Yeah. As long as he said yes,
a bunch of options, yes.
We'll find something local. It won't be far. It'll either be Union or Northwest or something.
Okay.
We'll see what it is offering.
Okay, so do you want to start with the new
pitch? Sure. Well, did anybody have anything on the package that was presented today? Or?
I do have a proposal for I priced it out. It was like $800 for I get like two new chairs and new chairs here and like a upgraded folding table. Like just upgraded furniture here if you want. Since we did pretty well. Since
we
did pretty well this period. Okay. That's what I price it at. It's Wayfair, you know, stuff, but it'll get delivered and things like that.
It's only $800 for all of that?
Yeah, they have like President's Day sale, you know, and all that stuff. So I'm trying to look out for stuff like that. If we can vote on that, that would be great so I can get something.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great.
New furniture.
I know. Now we're getting it. It's okay.
I know. It's like, is
I
that
actually brought it up because I remember asking for new pillows or something.
Everything in here has been donated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But we, this table kind of cool is like little, dying, yeah, and the chair is kind of dying. So, yeah. Okay.
So, I was playing a lot of email tag with people in the administration of town, and I was not getting any response. And I just happened to be on the HUD, not HUD, Department of Housing. Department of Housing. Last Friday, I just came across the director's name, and I, on a whim called me back, and I said, I don't even know if you're the right person. And he's like, no, I'm the right person. So this was about the CDBG grant. And when I told him that we had been waiting for a year, he's like, really? So then they initiated this meeting with Fawn, myself, Peter Testa, the grant writer, Miguel Rivera, the director, and Lucille Vaughn. I don't know what her position is.
Assistant?
Or, yeah. I don't know what she is. Or deputy director. Mm-hmm. So we had that call this morning. And by all accounts, the director of housing sort of said, we dropped the ball. I mean, he fell on the sword for whatever happened anywhere. The grant writer had said, and correct me anytime that if I'm not, that we were waiting on the agreement between the Department of Housing and the town, but the director said that was only for 2025. Our award was 2024, so that had already been set. So we're sort of in this limbo period where we have to, we sent, Peter, the grant writer, sent in the environmental review packet to the Department of Housing. They are going to review that. Once they review that and clear that, they will send the agreement to the town. And then we have to now pare down our scope of work, because we were already over the $2 million allotment that the governor had granted. We were like at $3.2 million. And since our award was granted, the cost of labor in the state has gone up, and it gets increased every July. So we have to just look at it judiciously and sort of come back with a priority list of the things that we really, then it would go back to the architects for project cost estimating. And then it goes back to the state, I think, for final review, and then the funds would get released, and we're probably looking at probably June, July.
Optimistically,
right, and that's optimistically. Yeah. So let's call it end of summer, because I'm going to just throw out some contingency. Everyone seemed on board. The grant writer is going to set up a meeting, and if anybody wants to join, please let me know, with myself, the grant writer, town administrator, first selectman, and this guy, Greg Canula?
Glenn
Canula. He's a special projects coordinator within town, I guess.
Like public works, right?
I think so, but he's also doing special projects. And I met with him, with the grant writer, the very first time.
I'd like to join.
Okay, so I'll let you know what that is. And, I'll just have to, and then, so once, I guess it's easy to say we were on the on-ramp again. We were off on a service road, and now we're back on the on-ramp.
And this is the same issue when we were going back and forth after the last meeting, where they were saying someone from Canton has to be part, like, trained or whatever. And you were saying we got a waiver for that, and
kind of the same thing, but not that at all.
But the same grant.
We're talking about CDBG. Yeah, we only have the one grant.
Right.
But that
has nothing to do with what you were just talking about. I know, but I'm wondering if that's part of what derailed them.
No,
not at all.
They literally
said, "I'm falling on the sword."
Yeah,
we dropped the ball. He was like, the grant writer, which is interesting
because I was emailing with someone. Like, someone was, they knew about it.
The grant writer sent in the environmental review, and for some reason,
in April.
Yeah. They never cleared that environmental review. So whether it fell off somebody's page, or so that's why the director took responsibility for it. He said, buck stops with me. What can I say?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Are these paid positions that these people have?
Yeah, of course. I mean, but they do a lot. I mean, it's not... We're not the only... There were other towns that had severe issues that they had other problems that did not affect this. Somehow Canton just fell off the front page, and they were appreciative that we brought it back up. It's not like the money is still not earmarked, and like it all just needs to now funnel down into this tight little spot.
Wow. So now we have to make some adjustments to it.
Yeah. Well, we were going to have
to trim off like a million.
We were going to have to anyway.
It's a lot.
Hmm?
You did a good job. Whoever made this list did a great job.
It's the state.
Oh, I did. You didn't get the email?
Beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I'm just happy we're back discussing it and talking about it.
So the first page, the page.
So what page are we on? 15?
Yeah, so page 12 and 13 and 14 is what the grant writer sent in, and then I summarized it so that we can prioritize.
So, starting at page 12 is what the grant writer had sent in to the state.
Yep.
And that goes on to page 14. Mm-hmm. And then starting on page 15, Fawn has summarized it.
And then
she also, it looks like she made recommendations.
Yep.
But we should definitely go through 15 and 16.
Yeah.
Because there may be things that we need to...
It's only 15, is the summary.
No, I know, but this is reduction, and we may want to flip...
I'll go back and forth. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
I just want to look at both and...
Yeah. So if you look at the building exterior, in the summary of the scope of work, he said replacement of roofs on building 1, 2, 5, and 6. And then install the...
Now, on the call you said that only one building had gotten...
Yeah. So
does that include this building?
What?
Does that include this building?
The 6 is not this building.
Okay, so what are 1, 2, 5, and 6 in this? This is considered community?
1. 2.
Yep,
2.
3 was done, you said?
3 was done.
What about 4?
4 is not.
So.
Part of 4, sorry. Part of 4 is done. So we need that little one. Yeah, 4 is done. 5.
4 is done, or part of 4 is done?
No, 4 is a 2 thing. It's done, sorry.
Okay.
It's been done.
So we need 3.
Yep.
No, 3
is done, and 4 is done.
Okay, so 1, 2, 5, 6, and community.
Yes.
So community needs to be done.
And part of 6 is done, too.
Yeah, I got a new...
How many years ago?
The front of it? I think the front they did?
The front.
No, they know they did the back.
They did the front of the back. I can't remember.
It was leaking through the filter and the
pan. It's piecemeal.
How many years ago?
When I first moved in. But it's been fixed 2 or 3 years
after. I think it needs to be done.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's all
needs to be done.
It's all piecemeal.
Yeah. So, but this community building needs to be done as well.
It should last more than 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I mean... When the architect came and looked at this, they said the community looked fine. But
okay.
But it's built in the same,
1979, it hasn't been replaced?
I don't think so.
I mean, I would prioritize that over something that was done 4 or 5 years ago.
The buildings were built in 73. 72 or 73.
No, 79. Yeah, 78. 79 was when they moved in, yes.
So we're probably going to need them to come back out and do an evaluation, correct?
They must have been
replaced
since then. They've been replaced know these roofs if they haven't.
Okay.
That would not last.
These were completed in 73.
But then they replaced roofs probably every...
20 years, 30, 20
years,
25.
20 years
last 20, at least 20 years.
So you know they've been replaced.
It depends on the quality of roofs that they've
installed. I don't know, because...
There are some roofs that are only 20 years.
It was the original roof when... Was the building number 3 was done in 2019.
Right.
So was the original roof?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's not, I mean, a roof, I mean,
yeah,
depending on what they
can last.
So it depends on the quality of the shingle. Oh, no.
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
30, 40 years.
Yeah.
So when you, three, ask you a question like that on this, when you, not that, I'm just trying to see as a time factor here. We can go through every one of these. That's, That's fine. When you broke it down, though, like for tier one, tier two, tier three, if we had to make some deductions in the cost, it would seem to me that mostly labor-intensive projects is where we need to focus, right? What do you think?
Safety and, yeah, critical ones.
Well, yeah. But when it... Okay.
Like what? Can you give us an example? Or?
Well, like the sidewalks and things like that that requires a lot of maintenance. That's a lot of labor. I mean, you can definitely... if we have to reduce $1 million from the budget, looking at your tier sections, you know, of high value, that should be done and not. Tier three was kind of, we could phase it out or defer it. I thought sidewalks would be a good place to start. But I don't want to get ahead of what you did.
Okay.
This is, do you want to go through every single item?
We're not going to go through every, so we have to come up with a proposed list so that they can go back to the architects and the architects can send out a project cost estimator to look at the priority list.
Okay.
So, what Fawn on page 15 is what Fawn is recommending.
Right, I see, I saw that.
Right, so, but we want to look at that list, and then, but we also have to look at this deferred list in case there's anything that we feel that is a priority that needs to come back onto this list.
No, you got it backwards.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
what
a summary.
Say. I'm reading it.
Yeah,
then.
Oh. This is a summary. This is so, what I recommend as a reduction priority.
Yeah. Yes. This is reduction level one, reduction level two.
Yeah. Reduction level three. That's the summary.
This
of,
is the summary
of what he submitted. Yeah.
Okay.
See, it says,
I thought this was.
The summary. 15 is a summary.
I got it. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I was unclear.
12, 13, and 14.
Yeah. Okay. So we're really looking at page 16.
Yeah. Page 16.
Yep. So must keep roofing replacements.
Now yeah, again. The roof that he's replacing would have a 30-year life expectancy. So that depends now on what they come in.
Some nowadays it's 50 years. Sometimes. Like,
sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, mine I just did, and they guarantee it for 50 years. Mm-hmm. With new materials, new ways of doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The flashing, whatever, all these terms that they throw out.
But should we also be throwing out here the community building?
Yes, I will ask where the community room.
Yeah. Makes sense.
We'll add on the community building.
Well, it gets more expensive.
So by 93, they were already 20 years old.
So the doors to the decks are screen doors. It's a door, right? It's not a slider.
It's a door. It's a screen door.
It's a screen door. It's not a slider.
Yeah, and it's like terrible.
No, I was just trying to ask because sliders are much more expensive than a single door, so I'm just trying to.
Yeah, no, it's, it's storm doors, like, you know, storm doors.
Okay, so window replacement.
Yeah, definitely window replacement.
Yep, we know that.
Right?
Entry doors and storm doors.
And are there...
Yeah, that security, that storm door thing, security and energy efficient. If you're changing the original door, you need to do the security door too?
The storm doors? Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yes,
it's a different
front
door.
Yeah, yep. You know, so, your front door, and then you have the storm door. So
it's like a screen door, you mean?
Yeah. But that does, okay.
Right now, it's just a flimsy storm.
Like a screen door.
It's just,
I mean, since I lived here, I've been here for 7.5 years, the top part of the front door
slides down,
it's just screen. You can't, there's no plastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not really a true storm door.
No.
Either.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No. Yeah. You never did? Oh, it's not broken, they didn't replace it. It's just in
the garage.
I have a question.
Yep.
You know, you're talking about windows have been talked about for a couple of years, and the ones in the back of my bedroom have had little holes in the screen. They're getting bigger. So I didn't put a work order in because I didn't know if...
The screens have a hole in them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you just need new screens. Okay.
Yeah,
you should put that in.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you should definitely put it in.
No.
We don't know when it's happening, so.
Put a work order.
Summer is coming.
Yeah.
Well, if you wait until April works in. And Andrew works in.
That's a good answer, Steve.
Summer's coming. sometime.
It'll show up one way or another.
I'm sage.
So do we agree that those
Yeah, and then we have the Federal Pacific panel.
That's the circuit breaker and all that stuff. Yeah,
the only thing that I thought that in the report that Eversource had given us is that we needed internal insulation. That there was problems in above some of the bathrooms and that there was some arcing and...
Now, so with the window replacements, the way Eversource works is it depends on what, because I'm going through this with another project, is that the contractor or whoever
does.
If they use a certain type of windows or whatever it is, then they can give an incentive of, oh, if you use a 3-pane, 2-pane, whatever it is, and Eversource will step in and they'll help, you know, rebate that. So, like,
give you a $500 rebate or something.
Well, it's what, so, like, say the 3-pane is like more insulated, but it costs more. So, they're like, if you use 3-pane, we will give you a reduction so it'd be like a 2-pane price. That's their incentive.
Okay.
It's not like, you're giving windows, we're going to give you $100,000. That's not incentive.
This is different. So fiberglass insulation or whatever insulation we have here. I thought there was a question about insulation in the units, that it needed to be either enhanced or is that not the
case? We
also,
You
know, when you reinstall the siding, I think it's too sighted in here also.
Well, that might be on the chopping block, but the siding would be attached. You're not.
Well, if you're going to redo the siding, then what you do is you put your insulation on the wall, then you put your new siding over that.
Mm. Okay.
You know, because you've got 2x4 walls with insulation in it already, and you've got insulation blown in the attic already.
I thought
the attic has a little crawl space. It has insulation.
Okay. All right, I thought there was something that happened where it arced.
That's why we don't have a lot of ice damming here, because the attic is pretty...
Fairly good. Okay. All right, then maybe I'm thinking about something else.
Like, a lot.
I thought there was a fire or something like that.
The insulation is too much, where when somebody once here a long time ago put in 100-watt light bulb and it burnt through the attic.
Got it.
With insulation. So, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you had 100 bottles of oxygen in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There you
go. That was very scary.
Yeah. We got excited.
I actually think number 6 is very important.
Number 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think 7 is very important.
Are you, you're on page 16?
I'm on page 16, yeah. So we had finished tier 1. High value keep if possible. Like the laundry facility, I would love to do a laundry facility, but I would much rather have ADA unit conversion compliance and siding and trim.
When they said ADA conversion, that means part of the laundry facility, because right now you can't get a wheelchair through there or anything like that. That's the part of
No, I'm talking about this one, ADA unit conversions.
Yep,
that's
less
not
community room, yeah. So that's part of the laundry. Sorry. When he put it in there like that, I just broke it out. But yeah. That's what I would put it all together. We're going to do the 4 units plus community room.
Yes, great.
Throw in the laundry.
Yes, yes, yes. I think 2 is important. I think all of tier 2 is important.
All of tier 2 is important? Okay, now we're...
well, we don't know. I mean...
Now we're 2 million.
That's why when I was looking at this, I mentioned tier 3 is about the only place you could cut.
Oh, okay, that's what you mean. Okay, tier 3.
I agree with your number 9. HVAC and mini splits and water heaters. We're going to have to replace as needed.
Yep.
And there is a state, there's a new state fund out for that, because I was going to look into it for my own house, but mini splits and I'll send it to you. There was a press release from the governor about, it was like within the last month.
Did they give rebates or something?
It was like they were putting it under OMB, and I went there. There was nothing on the site yet, but they announced that there's a fund for it. It's reminding me to look it up, and I'll send it to you.
Okay, because our problem here is not installing the thing. It's just all the year annual fees for maintaining.
For maintenance.
And then, you know, a circuit board is broken. That's like, you know, $800. That's our problem, not installing the thing. Or the mics get through the outside, and they're like, oh, a part.
Okay, it might be different then.
Yeah.
Because this, I think, is for installation.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. All tier three stuff is kind of like we can.
I mean, the only one
do as it goes.
I mean,
the only one the eight is really.
Yeah.
I was gonna say we've heard so much about the parking lot and paving and sidewalks for a long time. I feel like that's been talked about for years.
Well, the sidewalks. I definitely think they can improve the railings, right? Of better railings or something, but like the parking lot, I guess I'll have to have an architect come in and see where we can get more parking.
Well, I don't know that it's about I don't know that it's about more parking, but I mean, when was the last time this was paved?
It wasn't paved, but it was. What do they do when they
surface
it?
Resealed?
Yeah, it was done about 6 years ago. We can do that again. That's about like $9,000, $9,000 to $10,000,
which would be a lot less expensive than repaving because you have to tear it up. And...
Yep. Yeah. So,
I think what I mean,
so
in my opinion,
replace the whole.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So if you can just
redo
a little bit.
Yeah.
Do they fill the holes and then seal it?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And then if there's like when I say spring maintenance, that's what we do. We go around. We're like, okay, all the little cracks in the sidewalk. You know, now it's not winter expanding or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been doing. Maybe the next go around, we can add that. And maybe. Definitely any like tripping hazards, we always look for that, and we seal it. You know, or any kind of.
I guess I'll share my. So, in my opinion, this grant is a big, giant gift. And in my opinion, we should do everything we can to secure the property for at least the next 15, 20 years. Meaning, do the biggest stuff that really benefits the largest part of the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it's tough because we want to do everything.
Yeah. But I think the as needed that's in there is huge. If you have to cut, you gotta look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And like not replacing all the hot water units.
Yeah.
And then
we've been replacing them as needed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So why can't we just continue to do that?
I mean,
we can.
Even. I'm not saying anything is equal, but I've renovated a number of houses. I mean, even if the roof on one building was $40,000, and that's being really generous.
Yeah. Yep. Mm.
But on four buildings, that's 160 plus the community room. I mean, even if that, like, we're not even near $2 billion yet. So, I mean, I understand the windows and the...
This is what we do. You prioritize.
Give
it to Peter, and he'll be like, "Yep, this is the estimate. This is not." And then we go back.
Agreed.
And be like, "Ooh."
Yeah,
okay,
we may have a few rounds. We may have a few rounds.
On the original like project description, it talks about at the end about a relocation plan. Would people have to?
We're gonna try not to.
We're gonna try not to.
Right, I'm assuming that, but like, would we have to have something in reserve left for
part
that?
Yeah, $2 million.
Yeah, it's going to have to be
stay
right
or something.
Right,
but that's for.
But it wouldn't be en masse. It would be one or two units. Out
right.
Of
yeah. Right, but we would just. I'm just saying we would have to budget for that.
Yeah.
Like have some sort of a.
Yeah, that's part
line
of the
line item.
That's that part of that too.
Because I didn't see that.
Which is part of the
reserved
contingency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's like
but lucky we're not doing anything interior.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's all been done.
It's all been done in here, and there's no other room to expand, really.
Like, they just might need to get in for windows and
yeah,
stuff like that.
So I don't foresee a lot of
okay.
Location.
And the only other would be the ADA units that
yeah.
need to be.
Yeah.
I'm all good with tier one. I think that we have to add in the ADA and the siding and trim.
I think we just go with one through... One through seven, right? And then tie 8 in there.
And an 8 reseal instead of...
No, just and put the 8 in there.
Put the 8 in and let's see what it prices out at.
Yeah, so 1 through 8.
I mean, what were the LED upgrades?
Because, see, these are all like...
And I feel like there's another program for that.
So there used to be. There used to be a program through Eversource for the LED upgrades.
Because I had them come to my house, and they seal up all the corner holes, and they give you new light bulbs, and...
I feel like that would be relatively inexpensive.
Hey,
AI. It is. So, I wouldn't include that in this.
Oh, you would just do it separately?
Yeah, I would do that separately, because they'll put the cost for that in with your monthly electricity.
Okay, great.
And it usually pays for itself by the savings.
Right, right.
Yeah. Got it. And we're electric heat here, or...?
Yeah, everything is electric here.
So.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
The, with the ADA...
I have electric heat.
You do, too?
I don't.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Do you want oil?
Yeah.
You're welcome to have mine.
Down a little bit.
So with the ADA unit conversions... Could it just be that you don't do all 4 units?
Well, we have 2 now, right?
We have 4.
Oh, we have 4. Oh, just redoing all the 4.
Yeah.
It's not adding 4.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that you were creating 4.
Oh, no.
That's fine.
Because,
for updated regulations?
Yes.
And the community.
Okay. So that you can get into the laundry.
So you can get in the laundry room, be more, like...
I'm in the laundry,
Because... They can't get into, you can't get into the laundry room. But
so are the 4 units that are here right now, are they near here? The nearest units here?
No.
Okay.
So
they're just different places?
No, there one here over here, it has a ramp. She lives behind one, and then there's one across the street.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, it has a ramp, that's ADA, but it could be much improved. The bathroom could be improved and all that.
Yeah.
It could be improved, yes.
Yeah.
So it's not adding new ones. I think that is a reasonable.
Yeah.
You know. Again, we don't know pricing, so.
Right, but that's up to the cost of
and the prevailing wages. That's the.
Well, that's out of our control.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's not like we can go to any contractor. We have to go to.
The problem becomes.
It's huge.
That this goes after July, we're going to get hit again with another prevailing rate.
And you know it is going to go after July. Yeah.
So.
And that's. The chunk of the money.
Right, of course.
Yeah, there's a bill in this session looking at that.
Yeah, to keep it
like the one
on proposal.
Like,
You get frozen at the proposal, not the, or at the site designing, not the. Right now, the state wages increase every July. So.
Because it's a new year.
Correct. Right. So all of the tradespeople, the plumbers, the electricians, so there was an increase, he was saying, of like 200 to 300% last year or something like that. He said, which was outrageous considering other years it was nominal. But now there's this proposal that the rate would get frozen at the time of signature. So depending on, it didn't matter how long it takes, signature of the agreement. So it doesn't matter how long it takes, that's the price.
But that's not for us.
Unless it goes through.
Unless it goes through. It doesn't apply to us right now.
But we could write testimony in support of it passing.
We could. Absolutely.
So we're in favor of me just... What I'll do is I'll just send that thing to Peter and be like, hey, the whole entire thing. Be like, hey, these are our choices. I renumbered them 1 through 12 for you.
Yeah, thank you for breaking it down like that.
So that way.
Was there more in his proposal?
No, that was it.
Oh, well, I would tell him to really focus on 1 through 8 then.
Okay.
And then and then keep 9, 10, 11, and 12 as wish list.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
Right? Is it okay?
Yeah, he'll just put it in a formal whatever it is that he does for, well, he wrote that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to entertain.
I don't know. That's
what's that?
What they recommended generators when they came through.
Oh, yeah, we can't
do that. That's a lot. I don't know. They recommend. I put it in there, so I was like, okay, whatever.
Have you lose the power?
No.
12
Yeah, it's number 12, but like I don't even think that would be that expensive. A separate generator, a small.
We've got a big one.
Oh no,
we have
to be outside. They got it.
Yeah,
it's got like a permanent.
Yeah.
This isn't like the one that I have at Home Depot, and I have the switch at my house.
No. Yeah.
We have any kind of problem with power. Everybody goes through that.
Yeah, everybody comes here.
Oh, because this is the generated.
Yeah,
this building is generated.
The size of that generator.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. So anybody before that October snowstorm, we didn't have one, and then November with oxygen, we're like, oh, that's when we put one in.
Oh yeah.
And now it's like, oh, but how are we gonna get out with our? Right. I don't know. Get here.
Wouldn't that be considered an ADA thing, where if they want something, they can put it in themselves?
Well, that's why I think to have one in this building is huge.
They can.
You don't necessarily need.
That's what I'm saying. That means, isn't that sort of the answer?
Yeah.
It would be like somebody needing a lamp.
Yeah.
You can install it.
Oh, okay, so we'll do that. We're good.
Center and overnight. Yes. But at the library, senior center, library runs it. And so that, as a matter of fact, they're trying to figure out how to get a shower built into the facility in case of a 3 or 4 day. Where people have to stay overnight for a couple months. You know, like a huge ice storm or something. Oh,
that's a good idea.
But I don't know what's... I think it keeps getting budget cut.
Last call for any comments, additions, subtractions?
This
anything?
Was interesting.
I'm
always glad we
our next meeting is May?
Yes. May... May 20th.
With that, it is 4:55, and we are going to adjourn the Canton Housing Authority.